Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, your mission. Get a pen, get a paper, get your smartphones ready. Everybody all set? hghplus.net/wellness-school. You want to do this?
Yes, I'll do it. hghplus.net. It's a backslash, followed by wellness, then a dash, and school.
See, when you do like 7 videos in a row and you have to continuously talk, it's hard to switch gears.
Yes.
In any event, that is the link you want, because that is the opening of Dr. Orman's Wellness School, which will begin on June 1st. We have sign-up that will begin at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the first 50 people, we said, yes?
Yeah,
50 people that sign up, there's actually going to be a discount not only to the monthly membership, but also to the bonus programs which we have. So, for example, you'll learn about how to make medicinal wine, how to eat for fat loss, how to eat to complete events, how to read labels, how to navigate your way through health food stores. Also, bonus things such as how to open your heart and your heart meridian to increase creativity, how to train for different events, and quite a bit. I mean, it's a gigantic list that we have compiled and that we will be presenting. It'll be a format such as a once-a-week format, and that lesson I'm referring to. And then I will be on the site twice a week so that if people have questions or comments or what have you, I'd be happy to address them. So that's the promo before we begin our show.
So, welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show. It's 9 to Fine, 9 minutes to sticking to exercise.
Well, I think we're both going to present some great information for our listeners on this one, because we are very dedicated in this area, and I think it starts with passion. We both love movement. We both love to feel the body moving. And the idea, especially for me, the idea of, you know, hot weather, sweating, being outside for a couple of hours, and that feeling of what I would describe it as a good ache.
Yeah, I don't get that. So for me, ideally, I'd love to be in the snow, in the frozen tundra with cross-country skis on. So as you can tell, finding something that fits your body type, that you love, is essential to sticking with it. It's really, really, really challenging for me to get out in the summer months to continue my running. I do it, and I'm sure David gets tired of hearing me complain about it. I just don't enjoy, I don't sweat very much, so it's really hard for me to cool down. And that becomes, I feel like I'm like the internal, like an engine is ready to just burst inside of me from the heat that gets trapped.
So for people who are like that, there are certain substances and certain methods that can be used. In our wellness school, we will have a whole track on dealing with different body types involved in sports and in even competitive sports.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it will be just plain old fun.
Yeah.
Those of us who just train to stay healthy and because we have a passion for, in my case, martial arts and marathons.
Yeah. Let me just say for those that are out there that are saying, oh, I hate exercising. Believe me, I've been through those moments. I was very, very active as a child. I'm a gymnast and I loved anything active, running, biking, you know, hiking. I was there. I did go through a time period in my life when I was a performing artist where I was not very active. So getting back into that, I kind of was like, well, what am I going to do? I couldn't imagine running. I thought that was the most ridiculous thing at the time. Of course, now I love running. But I chose figure skating mainly because I hated the heat. So it was a great way for me to be in the cold weather and moving my body. But I will tell you, once you start moving, you won't stop, because you will have found an energy that you can't replace any other way. You it sounds kind of counterintuitive. Yeah, move more, get more energy. You think you'd be more tired, but truly you're not.
I went through a period of time where I was like that. I think I was 5 seconds
I
old.
I was going to say, I don't see that.
It lasted, I think, till I was 11 seconds old.
Yeah.
I was on the other side of the coin, where I've always been very physical. I've always been very active, and I thoroughly have enjoyed it. And again, it sounds like a broken record, but it's finding, experimenting, be willing to experiment with, let me try this. And there are things that I've done where I wonder, why did I even bother? But I bothered so I can figure out, so I actually know. Instead of telling a story before you do and pretending that that's the truth, go ahead and actually do it, literally A to Z. And I've done things that I would never do again. I've done things once, and I've done things that if I live to be 99, I like to continue doing them. Each thing has a cycle. I remember doing, for example, fencing, which I loved. But it had a cycle. It had a beginning, it had an end, and that was enough, and I moved on. So for some people, it's how do I experiment with different things? And for others, it's I found my thing or two, and I'm going to do it until I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I think one of the things I hear a lot, and I want to speak to those people that say to me, you know, I don't even know where to start. Everyone is already fit. Like, everyone that's already exercising is fit, and that is so not true. There are so many people every day that are beginning a particular exercise. When I was figure skating, there were always adults coming into the program that didn't even know how to lace up their skates, but they were out there giving it a try. So there are always people that are just starting. So don't feel that you're getting into something where, oh, everyone's been doing it their entire life. That is not accurate. And find peer groups that you can get with. Because, boy, I tell you, when somebody's meeting you or you're going to meet them somewhere, you'll show up and they'll help you to be consistent.
I think a lot of this, oh, everybody's fit and I'm going to feel out of place, comes from gyms. I've been a gym rat since 14 years old at the YMCA when it was still $50 a year in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And almost every gym I've gone to, 99% of the people are fit that go there. I think when people think, oh, I have to exercise, I think maybe they're conditioned to immediately defaulting to, oh, it's a gym. And then maybe they go there and they see fit people, feel out of place. There are so many other options. Lisa mentioned one, the skating rink, where you may not consider, wow, I never thought, especially in Florida and other hot places, there are things like that.
Dance classes. They have adult dance classes. I love stuff like that. I'm very artistic, so when I can add movement with art, it's a great thing for me. And also, I want to say, you know, if you come to the wellness school, we're going to be, personally, I'll be putting up videos probably a couple times a week, but exercises you can do right from your house, because I will not go to a gym. I'm the first to say, no way, I'm totally uncomfortable. So I want to show you how to take a stability ball, some resistance bands, and a couple weights, and you can do a full body workout. And I'll be putting those exercises up on that site also.
I think that's the first question that people should be asking. What type of environment do they love to be in? Is it water? Is it the mountain? Is it the heat? Is it cool weather? Whatever the case may be. And once you find out the environment that really suits your personality, then you can begin to take on step number two, which is explore. I love the water. Oh, wonderful. Canoeing, kayaking, swimming,
water
skiing, scuba diving, any of that.
Paddle boarding.
There's so many new ones that are coming also. So there are so many opportunities, especially today, where you can begin to research this, you know, on YouTube and the usual places, and begin to get a list of things, and then go through the list as if you're going through a menu. Check them off. I'm going to try this, this, and this in the next month or in the next 2 months, and make a plan and then commit to it.
Yep, absolutely.
So you've been listening to another 9 to Find show with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Check out our wellness school at
hghplus.net/wellness-school.
And we will talk to you next week.